Greetings, friends. This is Brother E from On the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. I appreciate your calling in, and I hope that you will be blessed. Sometimes when we read scripture, we come across verses that are just loaded with meat, loaded with a lot of meaning, and it's just worthwhile to stop and meditate on it for a while. Here recently, I came across a verse like that. I would like to share on that this morning. And in fact, I would like to share on it, I think, maybe four times this coming week. I'm going to read it. It's in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 3. It reads like this. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Wow. There's so much there. I'm going to break it down into four parts. This morning, we're going to talk about the first part there, but I fear, lest by any means. So here we have Paul. He has poured out his life in preaching Jesus Christ. He has spent a lot of time at Corinth teaching the Christians the way of truth. And as you may know, and maybe you don't, Corinth was a very wealthy and very corrupt city. And the church in Corinth was a bright and shining light, but they also did have quite a bit of problems. Just gathering from the things that Paul wrote, they seem to have quite a bit of sin and some real issues to work through. You know, they had the one man that slept with his father's wife, and they needed to excommunicate him. And there are just a number of other things. They were divided over who their leader was. Some said they were of Apollos. Some of Peter, some of Paul, and some were wise enough to hold to Christ as their leader. So anyway, here he's telling them that he fears, lest by any means your minds should be corrupted. Paul was a caring man. He really cared about the Corinthians. And I'm challenged by that this morning. I would like to bring that challenge to you. How much do we care about the people of God? How much do we care for the people that are close to us? When we interact with our friends, can they tell that we really care about their soul? Really care about their relationship with Christ? We're loving and caring. I've had some people in my life that I knew, without a doubt, they really cared. And when I know that, it's very easy to hear what those people have to say. Now, if someone seems like they're just proud, they're selfish, they think about themselves a lot, if someone like that has some hard things to say to me, it's a lot harder to receive it. But if someone like Paul fears that the devil might beguile me and corrupt my mind, and they communicate that fear with words of concern, words of care, words of encouragement, that's a blessing. That's a good thing. And sometimes when somebody really does care, really does have our best in mind, sometimes we don't identify it as such. Why would that be? Well, consider with me a pond. It's muddy on the bottom. It has a spring on the one end. There's nice, clear water coming in. And then there's water going out the other end, and it's just about as clear as the water that comes in. But you know, on the bottom of that pond, there's a foot of mud. But as long as nobody stirs it, it's fine. The water's pretty clear. But you can't just go in and swim and enjoy it because of that muddy bottom. Now to clean up that bottom, clean up that mud, you have to make the mess a lot worse than it is. You have to make it look really bad before you can make it good. Another example is when one has a bad tooth. You can still eat just fine. You have to be a little careful. It doesn't hurt most of the time. It's just in there, and it's not creating a lot of trouble. But it's not going to go away either by itself. The only way to get beyond having a troublesome tooth, you have to go to the dentist. And I hate dentist visits. I don't like getting on the dentist chair. I don't like needles in my mouth. I hate that. I don't like my mouth being way open, and somebody looking in there, extracting a tooth. That's not fun. It's hard. But imagine if I was on the dentist chair and it started getting miserable, and here comes the needle. He's going to poke into my gums. And just as he gets in there, I've had enough. I can't handle it anymore. I jump up and I get out of there. I went through some pain. I went through some pain and I went through some misery. It was a whole lot worse than it had been before. And I can't take it. Sometimes we are like that. We're too short-sighted to realize what all is good for us. We think about the here and now too much, and when things get tough, when people speak into our life and reveal things that we don't like to have revealed, or when we discover truth that we don't like because of the difficulty it will cause to obey that truth, and we don't like it because we're too short-sighted. Because it causes difficulty in our life today and tomorrow. We don't want to go through it. We need to have farsightedness. We need to be able to see way out and realize that the tough things that come our way many times are brought by caring people. Not always, but many times. And allowed, I think I can say always allowed by a caring God. He tells us that whatever he gives us is going to work for our good if we are walking, if we are called according to his purpose. So as Christians, as believers, we shouldn't get offended when things get harder. We should recognize that God has our best in mind. The people of God, I trust, have their best in mind. And we should go through it. We should allow the mud to be stirred up so we can remove it. We should allow that bad tooth to get extracted so it can get better, or possibly the tooth can be repaired. That's much better yet. Sometimes we just get into difficulty, and in the midst of it, we give up and go away. We never get the benefit that we would have had just by going through it. Many of the prophets of the Bible were very caring, but they had a long-term vision, and that long-term vision caused them to pursue cleansing first, caused them to pursue holiness. Perfecting the people, doing away with sin. They had the people's best in mind. They cared for the people. But most people didn't realize it. Most people didn't recognize it as that. They didn't like that pain that it brought them by being convicted of their sin. Now, like Paul, let us truly care. Let us be fearing. Of course, this fearing is in a good sense. It's not the type of fear that we have because we don't cast our cares upon God. It's just a genuine care and concern that we have for those around us, our friends, loved ones, for the Church of God. Let's care, like Paul did. Paul was a deeply caring person. Acts 20:31, it says, therefore watch and remember, this is Paul writing this or having it written, therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears. Wow. Imagine that. And this was speaking to the elders at Ephesus. And the Ephesian church really loved Paul. He had spent a lot of time with them. And one day came that he told them that he wouldn't see them again. He was shown by God that he was going to go to Jerusalem and he wasn't going to be able to come back again. And the people wept. They didn't want to hear that. They wanted Paul to come back again. Let's be caring. Let's be loving. Let's build up the Church of Jesus Christ. I want to do my part. I know I fail so much in this. And I have so much area and room to grow. May the Lord help me.